Wow. Wow. The number one podcast for chaos. If you don't like chaos, you can just go ahead and stop watching. Not even 10 days in. And look, we're already starting a fiasco. And if we're not the only ones, I mean, just go out into the public fucking domain out there. People, I go to the store to get some screws, and people are buying hats, gloves, snow shovels, salt. The line's 10 miles long, like they've never seen a fucking storm before. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Just a little bit of snow. People are losing their minds. God forbid I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't understand. People, they're celebrating New Year's, what, 6 days ago? And yet they're still doing the same shit they were doing right before. What's the point of celebrating a new year when you freak out over a fucking storm? It's the United States of America. This isn't Haiti, where we're getting wiped away by hurricanes and shit. I mean, you people are losing your fucking mind. It's just a little bit of snow.
Please.
I want to go do some more shit out in public, but I mean, God forbid I go out right now. Oh my God, the storm. We're 8 inches of snow. We're going to die. Let's buy everything. Hats, gloves, hats. Oh my God, dude. What is wrong? I mean, is it the media that are just scaring? I mean, I feel like every year they're the first little drop of snow. They're like, oh,
it gets worse. It gets worse every year. It gets worse every year. It used to be growing up. I mean, around in these parts, in the tri-state, we're going to get maybe 3 inches of snow. Maybe, if you're lucky, get 3 inches of snow later. Probably not even that. And it used to be, you'd have this reaction for 2 feet of snow, which would be, I mean, you go to Vermont. They get a foot of snow every week during the winter. You don't see people going fucking wild for bread. It's low IQ Mongo bongos. It's just low, and it's the herd mentality, same with many other things that shall not be named because of YouTube lawyers. It's a herd mentality of sheep. Oh, this person did it. They said I should do it. I guess I got to do it. They see one person get in line for gas. Now they have to get gas. It's asinine, and everybody's a coward, and everyone is low IQ, which might be the theme of the show.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, just seeing some of these people out there now that I work in retail, which I've never done before. I mean, I didn't realize how far this really reached when it comes to people being this dumb. You know, I thought, you know, maybe 1 in 5 people. I get it. Or just they don't know anything, but it seems to be a lot more than I was aware of.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're in Texas, so you didn't have the snow, but no, it is. I don't know what else I could say.
I mean, I'm blown away. I'm thinking of what to say too, because I mean, what a week just dealing with these fucking mongoloids, man.
Mongo bongos.
I'm beside myself. I mean, I sit alone and I just think about some of the things that I've seen out in the public domain. And I'm like, how have I gone almost 29 years without realizing the public is this dumb?
You can ask my momager, Kelly. I was on the phone with her talking about business dealings the other day. And she witnessed my usual driving, which is me going absolutely hog wild, screaming at people.
I've seen some clips.
There's clips out there. It's just like I say a lot now, unfortunately, is I don't understand. And it's not all low income, low IQ. It's all levels of income. And I don't understand, like, how this people driving Teslas and don't understand how blinkers work or how lanes work.
Wait one second. This has been brought to you by this week's traffic report stats. So what have you seen this week? What's going on out there? What's happening on the road?
It's been a while since the old Stancil traffic report.
I heard the word Tesla, and it sparked fury in me.
Talk about sheep buying a Tesla. I mean, especially in this area, in Fairfield County, forget it. If you don't have it, it's all – the Teslas are the new Chevy Suburban for the house moms who don't have real jobs, who are also a huge culprit. But yes, the traffic. Oh man, this brings me back. The old traffic updates. Like I started to say, this transcends class, it transcends race. The low IQ and people not knowing how to drive is reaching a fever pitch as I scream almost daily now. How do these people hold jobs? How do these people wipe their own ass? Forget about their jobs. How do these people, like, and I mean literally, like, how do you exist? How do you exist not paying attention at any red light or any light, period? Getting in the wrong lane. Please.
Where do these people get their money? Because like I said,
exactly,
you know, working in these stores, it's like maybe you're onto something now, because it is, you know,
I am onto something.
A 9 to 5. So what are these people fucking doing all day besides shopping? Where are they getting the money for this stuff?
Everyone is, I think the issue is, and my generation is as much as fault as any of the younger ones. It is, and it's funny you say that, and it's funny we came to this, because we don't plan anything, except we will get to a certain topic in a bit. It's called teasing it out, you pieces of shit. You don't think I know what the fuck I'm doing? That's another theme of the show. You think I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you fucking mongos? Pay fucking attention. I know, been know what I'm doing for years. Anywho, yes, it's crazy you say that, because I just was thinking about that on my way to work, because I saw some classic. It's just embarrassing now. People my age and around my age, give or take 5-10 years, it's dressing like adult Troy. Let me finish this, because now I got myself all riled up. If you don't mind.
No, not at all.
It's these fucking people, like I said, my age or 10-year swing, either way.
Right.
They have these real jobs, I mean, to your money point, whether it be in IT or finance or one of these other fake jobs where it's all on a computer or an office, and they have their hands feel like my pillows because they haven't worked a real job in their life.
Right.
And it's just these people. I saw this specific guy, perfect microcosm of everything. Whenever time it is, driving to the soccer ball club not long ago, he's got two dogs outside of the apartment, a little patch of grass outside of an apartment building. He's ripping a vape. He's got some Arizona State hoodie on. He's wearing mesh shorts with Crocs. He clearly isn't working today. Just rolled out of bed at 11 o'clock in the morning like a child. I mean, if you're above the age of 18 and you're in bed, unless you're working, you know, have a job where you work until, you know, all hours of the night, hashtag me. If you're getting out of bed at 10 or 11 o'clock, you're a child. I can't take you seriously, adults who sleep in. It's so embarrassing. They're ripping a vape. They're wearing they're just like got these little campy lives, just fucking working their little fake jobs, which of course now, which brings me to my next and final point. The nerds, the people we have. Let me put it this way. To quote Jesus H. Christ and or God, I forgot who wrote it, or maybe one of the other Muslim people that Catholics like to pretend were white. The meek shall inherit the earth. And here we are. Basically, all the kids I stuffed into dumpsters in elementary, middle school are now the people making all the money.
Right.
And again, this goes back to all of our points. We're saying all of money doesn't mean shit. If money is your personality, or money is what you hang your, I'm doing good, I'm good person, because you may, nothing, it means nothing. It's literally a made up thing. Frankly, I'll go one further. If you have a job where you put in all this time just to make a certain amount of money, it makes you more of a sheep. But all these jobs, all these soft handed, glad handed, fucking no callous hands, fake job having motherfuckers are the ones we reward, because society and the powers that be want you to be addicted to your little screens. They want robots to handle the real jobs. That's where we're going, folks. So
true,
you got these fucking manicured, bearded, or big bearded guys with big beer bellies who drink IPAs every night, and their personality is talking about fucking playing big Jenga at a bar. That's their whole personality. Is, oh, my bar is a bitch. Oh, let's go down to this place. They got a big Jenga game. They have big checker. Oh, they got cornhole. I'm good at cornhole. You're a fucking child. Fuck you.
You said something a minute ago that I was recently thinking about. What is the deal with guys like, you know, our age within 10 years or whatever?
It's dressing
like children. Why are they
never had to grow up?
Look at the head coach of the Miami
Dolphins.
He dresses like a fucking child. I mean, these guys out here just. What are they do? They're dressing like they're in the sixth grade.
It's embarrassing.
I don't get it. I mean, they're afraid to get their shoes dirty.
I'm not saying you have to wear.
I'll take it a bit further. My girlfriend's brother is like obsessed with these shoes. And he got really upset when I clowned him about it. Like, he's a little bit older than me. And I was like, hey, you know, we're at a bonfire and he's afraid to get a little bit of dirt on his Nikes. And so I'm just sitting there making fun of him. And he got absolutely upset. Like shoes were his entire fucking personality. I'm like, bro, I'm just saying, why would you come to a bonfire with nice Jordans?
Exactly.
If you're in your 30s and you're waiting for the next pair of Jordans, I mean, you might as well just disappear like Michael Gavinelli should. I mean,
I'll get to that in just a quick
second. I know, I was just doing a quick call.
No, I love that. It is what we call teaser. We're professionals. We know what we're doing here. Yeah. Oh, and listen, I've talked about this before if you watch the show. I'm guilty. I was a sneaker boy, but I was a boy.
Right.
And I was a little hood boy, a little urban, an urban ute dim. And I used to get the Jordans every day they came out, and the Jordans and the jerseys. But you know when that stopped? When I was around a little bit, around when I was 20, maybe even a little younger. And then you got these fucking adults. And the reason is everybody leads empty lives posing as full lives. And what I mean is, back to my point, they hang their hat. I make six figures. I must be.
Well, they want to be looked at like they're somebody, you know. So they wear all these clothes, but meanwhile they live in a fucking studio apartment. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, while we're talking clothes, I mean, it is time to grow up, folks. It's time to get serious about what you're wearing out there and actually show up with something that looks nice. Okay, SkiMaskCollective.com. I mean, get there right now.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yes, Valentine's Day is coming. Get something for that special somebody. Maybe you can hide in the camo in the bushes when it snows. I mean, it's crazy. Listen, while you're out there shoveling your snow, you're going to want to carry around your weed because you're a child and you still smoke weed in your late 30s every day, all day. And that's your entire personality is weed. But if it is, you can get this fanny pack.
We know a guy. You know a guy. Full of,
we know a guy who his whole personality is marijuana and that's all he talks about. And even has a podcast. But he can get this fanny pack right here and stuff all of his beautiful pipes in there and his grinder and whatever kind of weed that he's talking about on Twitter right in that bag and carry it around while he has someone else.
Love that bag. Warm. Love a good bag.
Yeah, he can also keep his head warm if he doesn't have any hair. And, you know, get this. If you're bald, get this. And if you plan on going out in the cold with all your weed.
I own that. I was searching for it this very morn, but I ran out of time. I know it's somewhere, but that's one of my favorite hats, a great talking piece, and a great Valentine's Day gift for the whole fam. Now, the reason you buy this merch, here's another piece of merch we used to have. Classic. You got to get it while it's out. We have rolling merch.
I might re-release that.
I thought it apropos with the Elvis movie everybody's talking about. Ooh. Lest we forget, we were the first people who established Elvis was gay. How old is this? Paul Fenz is on this shirt. That's how old this shirt is. We're always ahead of the curve. We're always telling the truth. That's why we're still here. And that's why many others have come and gone.
Oh, they continue came, to gone. Take over I mean, the some planet people...
and fulfill the prophecy.
Yeah, I mean, some guys, they come and go, and, you know, they leave on great terms, amazing terms, really. And some guys just pretend that they're a part of this and then just leave to go on and do something extraordinary that never really works out for them. So then, you know.
Now, it seems like you have something on your mind.
Well, I mean, should I just pay him the $13.99? I'll do it live on the air. I'll pay him $13.99.
Give him $13.99 and say.
But I was also thinking this morning. Should I take some taxes out for the StreamYard, for the website, for anything else?
Yeah, reverse a reverse VIG where you take the money off instead of add it on with all the. Right. Yeah, send him
a lot of taxes. Yeah. I mean, StreamYard's not cheap. You know, he had a free place to do a show on here and just had to not be very grateful for that. So that's fine. It's cool. I'll send him a $13.99. One second. I'm trying to get this Elvis shirt back.
You touched on it briefly. Apparently, I just saw again this morning that I'm suspended on Twitter till this afternoon. Just a little 9 hour. Just a little 9 hour ban is all from telling a Michael Gavinelli to KYS or KHS.
Yeah. And I didn't even know that.
You don't want to say it in front of YouTube's lawyers.
Right. God forbid.
Course, hello to their lawyers, of course. But yeah, now listen, as I've always done, Yeah. Sorry, I tell it like it is. I'm a self-sovereign state, and when I've had enough of you, I'm going to tell you to get fucked, or KYS.
Yeah.
Stay in line. Know your fucking role. A lot of people jumping out of their roles this week that I had to put in their goddamn place, mostly off of Twitter, mostly through text, frankly. We can touch on that, too. But yes, yes, Michael Gavin Ali. Yes.
I mean, I don't even want to say his name, but I mean, some of his tweets are, it seems like he's a little bit behind the times, as you would say.
Yes. God. Yes. Behind, he's behind something.
Remember when I got really mad at you for having him on because I told you not to ever have him on? And I think I left my own show.
Oh, you did? Yes, that's right. That was.
Forgot about that.
No, I don't really care about. He's Michael Gavin Ali. He's got some issues, but
he's been trying to get on MLC.
Listen, you nip at a dog's little heel enough, he's gonna bite. Right. That's all. And then you put me to sleep, and God, I can't wait for the long, sweet release of sleep.
Are you gonna sleep good?
Sorry, I mean death.
You said you couldn't sleep last night. Oh, you wanna eat a bullet and take a long nap afterwards? So.
Yes, the greatest sleep, some would call it.
Oh.
Yes, I don't know what the fuck. Well, the compound business is the least of my worries. This is all podcast nonsense at the end of the day. But yes, a rare night because I hate, and I've said it before, I'm not one of these people like, is it, have you noticed, maybe it's more people my age, I don't know, all these people that are like, oh, I say they're insomniacs and they have trouble sleeping every night and whatever. I'm not that person. I'm a normal person that can sleep. I never have issues sleeping. Last night, for whatever reason, a lot of it has been a stressful couple weeks outside of the soccer ball store,
right?
And I just couldn't do it. Went to bed. I was in bed at 1. I entertained my momager for a minute, trying to sleep. I watched.
You beat off?
I didn't beat off. I've been sick, actually. I don't know if you can tell. That was the other thing that didn't. I was sick on top of it, so my throat and sneezing and whatever.
Oh, yeah, throat, huh?
Oh, yeah, throat goat. And just couldn't do it. Tried watching something, tried listening to podcasts, tried reading a book. The fast forward, I was like, fuck it. It was 5 a.m. at this point. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to the gym, tire myself out as much as I can. Did 45 minutes on the Stairmaster. Not a big deal. Just drenched in sweat. You should have seen it, truly. And come back and pound half a bottle of NyQuil. And it finally did the trick. Got a nice little sleep from 7 till 11 about. And, yeah.
I thought you did. Is he talking to you or me? Why didn't you answer KB's call yesterday? You did. You were there.
Yeah, I was on the show.
I know. I heard you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I told him. I deal
cocaine, apparently. Yes, I sling bags. I'd be slinging that powder up here in Connecticut, according to Kevin Brennan.
Send the link.
Yeah, I'll send him a link right now.
No, send the coke link. Jeez, I wish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just come see me. You know where.
Cuban links. Great old rap group. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Do this real quick.
Anywho.
Hold on. What's going on here? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. 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 Look at that. Oh, it's just any color you want, folks.
Oh, it is still there.
No, I just put it back up. That's what I was.
Wow. Live on the air. Back up. Get there now, folks. Elvis was gay. Topical shirt with a movie out. You're not going to find that shirt anywhere else.
And
a great conversation piece. Great to wear to family outings, baptisms, gay weddings. A great conversation piece supporting the LGBTQ MGM Grand community.
Right.
And, beautiful. At a low price of what?
$25. I might put a promo code out there, maybe, if I'm feeling
we'll
nice
see people
today.
Behave. We'll see if people behave. Yeah,
we got beautiful Paul Fins is on here because he was adamant that Elvis was not gay, but however...
Apparently, fought Fenn's. What happened? He finally got married to his beautiful wife. I don't know.
I think they got they got remarried. That's what I saw.
Remarried.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk about a well, that's a beautiful, beautiful couple and a beautiful, beautiful boy. We wish Paul Fenn's and his beautiful wife and his child all the best.
They seem to be doing well. I'm proud of the old boy. We had a great run. And he was one of the ones that left, and we're still, you know, in good terms.
Still here, unfortunately.
He's just not out there calling us dumpster fire. Of course, Stevie Lou says I'm mad. Why would I be mad? I'm not upset about anything. Like I said, if you, Shawnetta, if you watch the other shows, I said that for a while, probably another month or so, I'll be politely declining any links from the great Mr. Brennan until his show gets a little bit better.
And what happened? You said in passing, I actually forgot. You got the link yesterday?
Yeah, they sent me the link about 4:30. I got off around 5 and just said, you know, I got a couple things I'd rather do. I went and got a pizza, had dinner, and listened to the show.
New Haven Pizza, some would say best in the world, literally.
Right, right. It's very delicious. And I just sat and listened to the show. Didn't really feel like the same as last weekend when people were clamoring for me to stream Snipe and really didn't have any interest in it. Sorry.
We don't do that. That's
sorry. I don't have any interest. I mean, what do you want me to do? Just join his show and like I want to be there? I got other stuff to do. So while I do appreciate the link, Mr. Brennan, no thanks for a little while. Until the show takes a turn.
That's very cordial of you. You said no thank you. Hey, you didn't save. So I think
I'm not here to trash the man. I just, you know, if I wanted to go on, I'd go on. Send the link.
Speaking of fake shows, it reminded me because all the fake shows doing stream sniping and clip shows and the like. I tweeted the other day, which I'm a genius. How is none of these, all these masks and potatoes and puppets, they're all essentially doing the same show, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And nobody's had the idea to make a podcast court show.
Oh, the courts.
To settle like all these disputes, have like a, you know, have two or have like three, a jury of three people and let two people debate their cases. And
where are you going to find three jury members who get along? I mean, it seems like no one's getting along in this whole thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, if we had time, if either of us had fake jobs,
right?
I would be happy to do it. But I'm just throwing that out there. There's a freebie from my 230 plus IQ mind for you folks out there trying to think of what to do with your podcast. Make a podcast court show. You could have on each week, you're having different people who are beefing, and you have a jury, you're judged by a jury of your peers to see who wins. It's a genius, genius show. It's original, not like all this other crap, but you're welcome. So somebody do that and send me the check.
Yes, send us a check for the ideas. We'll see what's going on with that. Leo Gunn in the house, great friend of Gino. Cumia said he's flying up to kick Stancil's butt for leading the Newport invasion of Compound last week. Hi, Gino. Hi, Gino's lawyers.
Leo Gunn, one of the rare good eggs. I'll get to, we can get to the topic at hand, I suppose. Why not? Tease it out enough. The apparent suspension of myself from Compound. Following in the footsteps of the great Stevie Lou, actually.
Yes.
Who was once banned. He got the ban. Some would say, you could say I'm permanently suspended.
Really?
If you know. Yeah. Remember who wrote that book?
Yeah, Cumia did. I'm suspended from Compound. Maybe we should get back in touch with Stevie Lou and have him back on with all the boys who were suspended from Compound.
It's Stevie back on. I don't fucking care.
Of course we'll have Stevie on.
Where do we begin? Where do we end? What do you want to know?
So
you're the Barbara Walters of this.
I've watched everything, and I agree to most of your points, but at the same time, I also agree with some of the points Cumia made. I don't understand where Gino got this magical one-month ban. Like, it almost seemed as if Gino didn't think about any of this until he talked to Cumia, and then he started shitting in his pants and was like, I better fire off a text right now.
Isn't that interesting?
Because you noticed that he brought it up twice when he was talking.
I never even watched that clip, I'll be honest. I heard all I needed to hear from other people.
Yes.
No offense, Gino and Kumia, but I don't have time for shit I don't feel like having time for.
Great point after Gino said that he had sent the text. Kumia basically said, why didn't you stop it right there? You know, it's the gist of it. And I think by Gino sending a text for a magical number, 1 month ban, you and Mead, which I thought was interesting. I thought you were part of the show. You know?
Yeah, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting on an answer of what the issue was. By the way, did I miss an incident?
No,
did you? It is funny that there was no issue. In fact, it was, and this is not being hyperbolic, Stancil. I've never gotten so many messages after an In Hot Water than I did that day. That was the best show I've seen in a while. Good shit. This is what it's all about. I love it. And then it's interesting. A couple days later, now all of a sudden it was an issue.
Because somebody brought to Gino's attention why it could be a potential issue. You know, at the time, there was no issues. And you hit the nail on the head when you were on MLC.
I always hit it on the head.
That the guys that come up from Sullivan's are far, far much more dangerous than...
come up from Sullivan's? The fans that sit on that couch are pieces of shit. That's what I was one of them. And yeah. I'm not bad. I mean, listen, again, I'm not going to... As I've always done, and I've already said a million times on the show, I'm just going to tell the truth. I mean, I was a piece of shit on the couch. Most of the people that sit on the couch will admit they're pieces of shit. So let's backtrack for a second. I think the title of this whole thing can be revisionist history. It's very simple. And yes, exactly. For starters, the fans themselves, most are scumbags at different levels, you know, and I was one of those people, too. That's not even really a knock. That's just a fact. Let's be honest. Most of them are alcoholics, overweight, on government care of some sort. Not all of them, but many of them. And I like a lot of them. I'm friends with many of them. Nothing wrong with that. But let's just, again, we got to speak the truth here. Enough of this, all this little... nonsense. One day it's great, and then your god Kumia, who's my god as well, absolute legend, I love him. You're not going to find me bashing Compound or Kumia or Gino on this. I am simply telling the truth, so pay attention, you mongos. It's not, the world isn't black and white. Everybody likes to go all the way to one side or the other, so open your fat ears, pull down your fat earlobe that's probably seeping alcohol, and fucking actually listen to what I'm saying. It's all revisionist history. So let's start at the beginning, and when we get to the end, we'll stop, in the words of the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. It's live on camera. It's on our Patreon, as all Stancil Compound pregames are. You can literally watch me meet the guys in the elevator up to the way to the studio. These aren't random people from the street. It's Ski Mask. Yeah, patreon.com, Ski Mask Media. $3. You can watch the pregame from this week, where I literally meet the people, the black gentlemen on the elevator.
And you felt like they were decent enough guys.
They watched the video, and we talked to them on the show. Same thing. So right up, and I'll continue this. I'm ADHD, so we're gonna bounce around because that's how my brain works.
Right.
Yes, I met them on it. So right off the bat, they're all, and I first thing I asked them, what are you guys doing? He's like, oh, we work at a college on the 11th floor. Something to that effect. So already, A, they work in the building. B, aren't people from Sullivan's. It's not like I pulled random, they work, right? Not like I pulled random people in from the street. They work in the building. You can watch a video. I'm like, yeah, 9th floor, come stop by. I've said that to so many people along the way. Yeah, how many times has somebody brought people in the studio from... Gino does it all the time. Yeah. Oh, these are guys from Ohio. Met them in the bar. So what's the difference between meeting people vacationing at a bar and inviting them up and guys who actually work in the building And come to find out, as we talked to them on the show, because it was interesting, which is why I invited them, pay fucking attention. It's not pro wrestling. People like to parrot these idiots saying pro wrestling because they heard Gino say it once. Pay fuck is not pro wrestling. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing a character's character is always ridiculous and crazy. I think a problem is, frankly, is that I'm better at it than a lot of people. People are fucking, and I'll get back to the specifics in a minute, but this is a good place to, people nowadays are clamoring for real shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Podcasts, TV, wherever, because there's so much fake shit in our specific world.
That's why documentaries are so popular. I mean, it's
right. In our specific world, here, all these gay, half fake podcast beefs, it's all fake. It's all worked up to try to make puppets and huge fat guys who sit or who call themselves onions. And oh, I could give you a list. So you get real people having, we have a real conversation, bring them into the studio. Let's see what happens. These aren't threat. Mind you, these guys, literally their job is helping ex-convicts go get back to school and find jobs.
Beautiful.
Probably thing. the most upstanding people who have ever sat on that couch.
I know. I like that was a great point you made. It wasn't even like
myself included.
Right. It's not even like, yeah, same. It's not even like you started the what transpired, the, you know, it was the fucking drunk white dude on the couch. So what's he doing?
Listen,
there? Why wasn't there any ruckus about that?
Oh, exactly. That guy was wayward. I mean, you saw the clip everybody laughed at of him saying he wants to do transvestite stuff with black guys. Nobody has an issue with that. Nobody has an issue with this drunk guy. By the way, Mead and Billy brought him up.
Right.
So that's all. And I'm not talking shit. I'm just making sure that's known. So you got a drunk white guy saying wild shit. Now, talk about piece of shit. Now, that guy's a piece of shit, which is fine. Again, he was entertaining, though. Again, yeah. You have to remember, people get too far off in these little fucking avenues. It was a fucking hilarious show, entertaining show, which is why I've always loved In Hot Water and still do, is because it's always a runaway train and you never know what's going to happen. So I knew bringing in three black guys who work at a college helping ex-convicts. I mean, it's, where else are you getting that? You're not going to get that at Gas Digital. You're not going to get that at people sitting in their living rooms and their basements doing podcasts.
No, I wish I could go out and find some black dudes. I'd get them in here.
I love to find some black dudes.
Yeah.
And it made for a great show, period, stop. Everything else, again, is revisionist history. The show was great. The show was fucking hilarious on many levels. Gino handled it fine. Gino, again, yes. If Gino was visually upset and he could have done it nicely, uh-huh. He could have said, listen, guys, he could have made something. That, listen, guys, we got some guests coming in. I got to ask you guys to leave.
Well, that's exactly what Kumi said.
Hey, guys, you got to, hey, guys, even he said straight up, all right, we got a lot of show to get to. You guys have been great, but we got to get to the show if you don't mind. Whatever. And I would have backed him up. Maybe we would have joked about it for a minute or two that he kicked the black guys out. But that would have been it. So there was an actual issue. Gino could have done it on the spot, which would have been an issue.
It's his show. Walters,
and Gino handled it fine. Gino brought them into the fold. And
as the Barbara Walters of this official program, the issue at hand here isn't that there was black dudes. The issue with you, anyway. Not that there was black dudes, not that there was drunk white dudes. I think the issue at hand is that Gino didn't come around to saying anything about it till a couple of days later. That's the biggest problem here.
Yeah, and again, I don't give a shit. It's their studio. They don't want black people in there. It's literally fine. I'm not being facetious. Like, that's totally fine. But what I don't fucking put that shit on me. Like, oh, who does he think he is? How many fucking people from Sullivan's have been invited up there that don't work in the building or possibly not work at all? Get fucked. That's what pisses me off. And again, this is more for, this isn't even at Gino or Kumia or whoever. This is more of these mongos who just parrot shit they see on Twitter and these fans that just don't know what they're talking about.
It's just a rolling rock, you know?
Yeah. Please get fucked. Again, like I said, and I mean it, just fucking be honest. Just say, you don't like black. You were mad I brought three black guys in the studio.
Yeah.
Don't fucking make it about, he's getting over his. I heard Keanu saying I got over my skis. You know, I still love Keanu, but again.
Send her
the
link.
Please, send her the link. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Keanu?
Like I said, never got so many messages that day, and Venmos, frankly, directly to me. Yeah, about how great the show was, how entertaining it was. And that's all it is. It's comedy podcasting. Who gives a fuck? We're not building spaceships. We're not, what was Artie's old line? I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
But that's all it is. All that matters, period, stop. From this podcast to In Hot Water to fucking Legion of Skank, all that matters is the immediate product of being entertaining. Everything else is bullshit.
Right.
And there's so much talk about, and it's similar with comedy. Does it make you laugh or not? Oh, no. But it's just really smart jokes. But it was so well written. I don't give a fuck. Dude, does it make me physically laugh or not? That
doesn't matter what it is.
Fucking matters.
Funny is funny, and it always will be. Funny's funny. You know, if it's funny, you're going to laugh. If not. One question a lot of people are asking about this certain topic is do you think, and a lot of people are wondering this, do you think there would have been a bigger backlash, or do you think the backlash would have been this big if the original incident wouldn't have happened when the black lady stole some shit? Do you think it would have even been a topic at hand? I mean, I think that's kind of, it's happened before.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's, you know, kind of what's.
And again, that was a random black woman that nobody invited in the studio. And Gino, which is still hilarious, is not knocking, literally shook her hand. This lady nobody knew they let walk in the studio. Again, to reiterate, you could watch it on video on the Patreon of me meeting them on the elevator. They were already in the building.
Yeah.
And telling me they work on the 11th floor. And I said, yeah, stop. They were interested. They saw me doing the YouTube live. They were interested in that. So we started talking. Like, yeah, we do a show. Oh, no shit. They're like, oh, no, you can watch it. They're like, oh, no shit. Like, yeah, man, if you guys want to stop by. So they went up to, I assume, check in with their jobs or whatever. They came back down, whatever it was, 20 minutes into the show or whatever. So they went up to do their shit. They came back down to stop by. They barely said two words. They weren't drinking like the other random white guy that came up that for some reason nobody's talking about.
Billy Cardi might be talking about him. What happened? Yes, thank you, Leo Gunn, for giving away 10 memberships. Billy Tardy's now a member of the Great Ski Mask Collective.
Yeah. So again, listen. There's a lot of people that get shit in my position for whatever, and then they're gonna bring this up down. But no, I'm not even getting into the weeds.
Yeah.
The show was entertaining. Nothing happened. I keep saying incident in pro wrestling. Literally nothing happened.
The incident.
Except a fucking.
I'm watching
one of
all
the
clips.
In Hot Waters and recent his. Yeah,
I'm watching everything. I'm like, what? I'm just scrolling through In Hot Water, and I'm like, there's nothing happening. What incident are they fucking referring to? Somebody talking about doing trans stuff with a black dude? James R., that is uncalled for, but thank you for the $2. I don't like black people near me. Wow, come on.
That's not nice. We don't do that.
That's not nice, James.
Literally, they were sitting there quietly while the drunk white guy babbled on. And that wasn't Billy Tardy. That was the random guy.
Yeah, the random guy.
Hold on. We got a big call. We're going to get back to that. We got a big call. My momager is very upset, I think. Kelly, you're on In Hot Water.
I'm in Hot Water?
I'm in Hot Water. You're on Ski Mask Collective.
Oh, you're still on?
Yeah. What do you have to say?
Nothing. Oh, I didn't know you were going to be on. What are you talking about?
You liked the link I put out. What do you mean you didn't
know? Talking
know?
About one of the great In Hot Waters in recent history that transpired on Tuesday.
The incident.
What we're saying. Quote unquote. That's what our whole thing is. Nothing happened. There was no incident. It's all just mongoloids making.
Nothing happened.
Yes.
When the guys came, they left. They have jobs where they help rehabilitate criminals. They work in the building. Like,
okay.
What's the problem?
Exactly. No, thank you, Kelly. Exactly. Really? Is what else before I let you go? Anything?
No. What do you want to talk about? Hi, Ski Mask.
Hi. Who did the artwork for that? You and your dog. That's nice.
Oh,
Who did the artwork for you and your dog? It's nice.
Oh, the Fat JC. He does the artwork for Bobby Kelly.
Well, tell him to do us some artwork.
His name is Fat JC.
Fat JC. We'll hit him.
All right, we'll get in
touch. All right, I'll call you. I'll call you after this.
All right.
We got a couple comments here, Stan, so we should go through. Keanu coming in. She says, I just meant I think you got drunk and invited a bunch of strangers to...
Wrong. Whoa, pause, and we'll finish the rest of this. That's another thing I saw, too. I had one beer and one shot in the span of 2 hours. That is not even cruising altitude. That's right. Another made-up thing. So right off the bat, fucking wrong.
Wrong.
That's what everybody likes to say. Again, because they just like
to make up... You made a mistake.
No mistakes. They just like to make up shit. They're literally made up shit. There's no incident. I wasn't drunk. They work in the building. They're more qualified than 90% of people who sit on the couch. So just shut the fuck up if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because all these people don't. They're just being sheep parroting what the boss said. And the boss is entitled to their opinion. The boss said nothing wrong. It's all these fucking sheep. Smarten the fuck up. Keep going.
Beautiful. I'm going to clip that. Leo Gunn, $5. Gino welcomed the lady and shook her hand right before she stole Chrissy Mayer's
Thank
purse.
You. Guns. And that was a random lady. Yes, a random lady that nobody knew that walked in. Gino shook her hand. So how about Gino get a month's suspension if you want to play this fucking game? Because I really don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I've always been grateful for Gino having me on. I would still love to be on if he wants to be, but I'm also not going to grovel when I did absolutely nothing fucking wrong except make a great fucking show. I know what I'm doing. I think the problem is a lot of these people that have been doing this for a long time are a little nervous that this guy, Jim Stansel, came out of nowhere and is naturally funnier than all these motherfuckers. Maybe that's what's really the fuck going on. Do I have to spell it out for you? Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe I'm a little bit smarter than all you people. Maybe I know exactly what I'm doing. Maybe I'm the only person... This guy who is an idiot is a drunk out of nowhere. Maybe I'm the only person out of all you fucking people who got on Opie's show. Maybe I'm the only person who goes on Compound and MLC and Opie's show. You think it's by accident? You think I fall backwards into this? I know what the fuck funny is, and I know what the fuck I'm doing. So how about you get your fucking pens out and take some fucking notes? Fucking, I'm done. They don't... Here, you want the truth? That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. Everybody uses me because they know what the fuck I am. I've been a clown my whole life. As I always say, I paid the iron price for it. And now this is what you get. So why don't you go... Hey, if it's so easy, why don't you go on Opie's show this week?
Yeah.
Why don't you go on MLC and In Hot Water in the same week? Good luck! Because you fucking people chose to do comedy. It was just a thing. Oh, I think I like things that are funny.
Yeah, Gino,
I'm going to try this. Gino, I've been doing this my whole life. I never even wanted to do this. This is just me. That's the difference between me and all these fucking people. They try to be funny. I don't. This is the real fucking deal. Show some fucking respect, you pieces of mongoloidal shit, and I ain't gonna get an apology for putting out one of the funniest fucking In Hot Waters in months. Ask your fans until I told them the truth, and they got mad a couple days later because they got to support Big Mr. Kumia. I got to, oh, you shouldn't do these fucking texts I got. I told these guys to go. I told about four different people who have my number who were nice along the way. I told them, lose my fucking number, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, you got to be careful when you do that. You should so respect. Shut the fuck up. You were no fucking funny if it was sitting in front of you on a shitty podcast called Ski Mask Collective. Fucking homos, losers, idiots. Losers. You made me say it. You want me to say it? There you fucking go. I'm better than you. Most of you people that are in. Listen, and there's no, he just doesn't get it. I literally work at a fucking comedy club. I see the best comedians every night. I talk to these guys off stage. I'm not going to name names. I'm funnier than 90% of them. I make them uncomfortable because I say funny shit. They're like, all right, do you do stand-up? No, I don't do stand-up. This is it. I don't like theater. I'm not gay. Stand-up is theater. It's a whole different thing. And I say that with love. But stand-up is closer to theater than it is to comedy. We've talked about this a lot in the past. I've always said that. That's not a knock. That's just a fact. Stand-up is closer to theaters and acting than it is to actually being funny. Podcasts and two people talking and being able to be entertaining on a camera is far more difficult. I'm sorry, totally different thing. That's more naturally funny. I can't tell you how many people come through wonderful sets, but it's all plotted out.
Wait, yeah, I mean, look at Mike Vecchione.
This line, punchline. It's all writing. It's writing. It's terrible theater. Art. It's sorry, Ski. I know I'm fucking ranting.
We want this. We love the rant. Now
this is the show. It's all entertainment. It's nonsense. If this goes away tomorrow, my life won't change. It's comedy pie. And God bless you if you make a living off of it. But it's nonsense. That's the fun of it. It means absolutely nothing. Gino invited me to be on In Hot Water because I was always funny when I was on it. God bless him. I told him he never asked to pay me. He paid me out of the goodness of his heart. God bless him. And I'm thankful for that. There's no knocking Gino or anything here. I'm just stating facts. It wasn't like I said, oh, Gino, can I please do your show? Can I please have me on your show? Please. I'm there to help Gino and Combat. I'm not there because I'm begging to be on a show. I'm grateful to be on it. Gino never has to pay me. I'm fucking grateful for that. I hope I still get to do it in the future. But my point is nothing to do with Gino or Combat or anything. No. It's these people saying, I was invited there because of who I am, not because I did a tryout or grovel to be on there. Please, spare me.
You soberly invited strangers to a show that's not yours.
Yes.
Yes,
100%.
Stu Cluster, a show that's not yours. A lot of people are agreeing with you now, 80%. You exposed the fact that E-Rock wasn't paying attention to what's going on in the studio. You did nothing wrong. Mistake, nothing happened.
Nothing went on in the studio. Nothing went on in the studio. Again, to Keanu, whoever's point, how many times Gino or other people brought people up from Sullivan's that are drunk and making noise?
Even the crazy.
Literally nothing happened. Literally all that happened was fucking entertainment. And I think people are pissed because I'm transcending shit. This is what people, I look at it as what would I want to see? Do I want to see, we talk about it all the time. There's a reason neither of us really watch Real Ass Podcasts or Legion of Skanks anymore because the same comics. So, let's just talk topics. And that's the reason I love In Hot Water is because you never know what's going to happen. It's real shit. I grew up on Tom Green. I love Andy Kaufman. I grew up on that shit of dealing with strangers and seeing what happens. That shit is entertaining. All that matters is the consumer in this. That's all that fucking matters. There's no morals here. There's no values here. If they came in and shot up the place or held Garrett and Steve at gunpoint and took the TriCaster, that's a different story. Literally, there was zero incident. If there was any incident, just be honest and say you don't want black people in the studio. And I'm not being facetious when I say there is nothing. There is nothing wrong with that. But don't fucking make it like it's something else. Please. And I'm not going to sit here and take it. I'm not going to apologize. And I'll take a lifetime ban if that's what it is. But I did nothing wrong. If I did do something wrong, Gino, if he didn't want him in there, Gino could have thrown him out right at that moment. He didn't. And as he shouldn't have, because it was an entertaining show, Gino did a great job. We talked about what they do on the show. Drunk, dumb fucking white guy wouldn't shut up that nobody's talking about. You want to give me shit for him? I'm more at fault for the white guy, even though I didn't invite him up. I was talking to him at the bar.
Novak talking about Ray. Ray's going around saying you were drunk. How the hell would he know?
Where is it? It's all just sheep. I mean, Ray DeVito has the mind of a child. We all know that. Never, no drunk involved. A beer and a shot 10 minutes before, so it probably didn't even hit my liver when I was talking to them. Mind you, it takes me like 9 beers and shots to get to Stancil level. So zero, total fake news. Wasn't drunk at all. What's your next thing? Because that's wrong.
DC, what is it? You're forgetting. Did this happen? When they walked in, they yelled, look at all this stuff in here. Can't blame Kumia for being concerned about maybe they're casing up. Did they yell that when they walked in?
Yeah, we have to watch the tape.
Watch the tape. That's hilarious. And look at all this stuff in here.
Look at all this stuff.
Johnny Chopsticks, member for 1 month. Invite all the blacks you want on the Stancil show.
That's right. And that's the other thing. I was joking with me because me and Mead were laughing about this the other day about how dumb people are. Like, are these it, what are these people? We were like, what are these people? He texted me like, what are these mongoloids mad about? I was like, I was like, I really have no idea. But when I got to the point, I think I said it. It was like, I think the problem is me and you are joke about being racist where other people are actually racist.
I know. Yeah, there's a fine line. Look at this guy.
It is a fine line.
Except two old wops and the greasy haired fans got all riled over guys being black. Stancil is right. They should just be honest and say it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nan Diddy, who might be Julio. Yes,
Keanu,
exactly. Please.
People think Keanu was wrong.
And I love people. Wrong. And I'll address it. You know, I don't have to. People like posting me like holding up the N-word sign. Again, you're low IQ. The N-word sign has nothing to had nothing. Go rewatch it. The N-word sign was about free speech and making people uncomfortable and pushing the limit.
Yeah.
It had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with black people. It has to do with a word that is banned. That's what these idiots don't get. Like, oh, you held up an N-word sign. Yeah, have some nuance. Everything again, nothing. Everything isn't black and white. Pay attention. That literally making a statement about free speech. Okay, we're not the same. I'm not an idiot like a lot of you guys. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Gino did say he spent 15 years of his career working to get to that desk, and that maybe you haven't put in the time to be able to sit at the desk.
Right, exactly. I think that's why people are annoyed because. I don't have to.
Funny all your life, so I mean,
there's a reason I didn't have to. It's because exactly, I've been doing this. As I like to say, I've been doing this for 38 years. I haven't been doing. I
Novak's
get what I'm
right,
saying.
Though. Novak says, I think it's just unacceptable that people can't accept that lacrosse players from Southeast Connecticut are funny. I mean, that's true.
Southwest Connecticut, damn it.
Novak, get it right. But yeah, I mean, maybe he's onto something here. People are just upset that guys from Southwest Connecticut who, you know, don't take the stage every weekend just to pay their rent might be funnier.
Right.
I mean, it seems so.
I live in a condo now. It's all so all that hack shit's out the window. So yeah. Good luck with that. So I wasn't drunk. I live in a condo. Anything else you want me to win about? To quote Charlie Sheen, winning, hashtag winning. I just keep doing it and I'm going to continue to keep doing it. So,
I mean, I'm just
listen, the moral of the story, the moral of the story is very,
right.
Moral of the story is very simple. Again, to recap, because I don't really have much more to say. To recap, I mean,
even to recap, I mean, most of these comments are recapping, and even guys who were not on your side are now on your side. Gino suspending you was him passing the buck. When it's his show, he was responsible, as you say.
Listen, again, I'm not here, and I check the tape. I never bashed Gino. I never bashed Kumia. I never bashed, and I'm talking about this episode or anything. And I literally said they're total. I don't care. Yeah, ban me forever if you want. Appreciate the time. I would be happy to come back and do it. Either way, I'm definitely not coming this Tuesday. So they get a taste of a Stancil free Tuesday for better or worse.
Yeah,
I wish them well. I'll be watching. I hope it's fun. No matter what, unless they want to. Which I'm not saying, I don't want to, but unless they want to make me an offer, I can't refuse. But I'm taking this Tuesday off either way,
yeah.
Because frankly, I'm a little annoyed by the whole thing.
I mean, we can tell.
Forget the ban. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Forget the ban. I mean, on my end, I'm annoyed that this is even a thing. So I'm gonna take off a week, and then we can go from there if they want.
Yeah,
I don't care if they want it. Month
Take
ban or whatever, but I'm not going to give them my services after what they've transpired and said about me, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
no problem with
like
Gino. Mr. Kumia is one of I grew up watching Kumia right along with that was all my favorite. That and again,
and Gino has to link. If he had a pair of balls, he would hop on.
No, there's no pair of balls.
I'm saying that. That's coming from me directly.
All right. Well, nobody's shitting on Gino. Again,
I'll shit on Gino.
Rewind this.
I love Gino.
Show me a lie I've said this whole episode. What was the other thing? My favorite ONAs were when they would have random people in the studio that they would fucking figure out. That's where this all comes from watching
radio.
Tom Green. ONA. That's classic shit. And like I said, people are clamoring for realness and to accredit the compound. That's why you'll never see. You'll go to Gas Digital and God bless them. I'd like to be on one of their podcasts and expand my portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's really just topic shows or good-natured ribbing show. That's why I've always said, In Hot Water is my favorite show. MLC is my favorite podcast. Very simple.
We will not be taking the journey down to AC this year. No, we have both decided
journey
against that. So no, you will not catch us there. We'll call in, maybe, but I know it's my birthday on that Sunday, and also the Cowboys are playing. Birthdays are gay, but the Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl. So,
in summation, as I was going to say 5 minutes ago, all revision is history. The show was great, very entertaining. Mind you, the white guy walked the guys. They left halfway through the episode anyway, and then we had a whole another classic second half of the show with Larry and me to the desk and my Hinge dates calling in.
Beautiful.
Which my Jada and my girl Nicole in the wheelchair with a hole in the throat.
Yes, I saw that.
Everything else is noise. Everything else is nonsense. Everything else happened outside. Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened on the show. The guys I brought in are upstanding citizens who have full-time jobs, getting convicts back in the workforce and in colleges. And the only issue, if there was one, was the drunk white guy that nobody's talking about. So those are the facts. Anything else?
And he was actually drunk, and I wasn't drunk.
So keep going with that, but it's all lies. I think that's what you want to believe. And I understand.
If you do make your way back down to the Geno's In Hot Water show, and you're doing the live compound pregame, you should try to find these guys and sit down with them outside and ask them what they're talking.
The other thing. They're on the 11th floor. We know exactly where they are if stuff goes missing because they're casing the place.
Right.
Please. I mean, come on, guys. Please. Just be honest. That's all. Just be honest. And that's what annoyed me is because there was a lot of bullshit. And like I said, this honestly is it almost has nothing to do with Geno and Anthony at all.
Yeah.
It's really more to do with the people chiming in that don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You're just sitting behind the keyboard, it's all Twitter.
Keyboard.
It'll be talked about for another couple
black,
days.
Seeing black, and exactly, that's the other thing. People are still talking about it.
Geno will do his grad.
This is what you want. This is what you want. Again, I know what I'm doing. People are still talking about this 5 days later.
This is what we do.
We're technically an entertainment. This is what it's all about. How quickly does shit disappear? This is going on 5 days. This is what you want.
I mean, thanks to you, Geno's Gratcast.
70 viewers. We've never hit those kind of numbers.
Geno's numbers are going to be through the roof because everyone that's in here are going to be waiting to hear his side.
Yes. Send the link, Geno.
Talk about it. Yeah, Geno, send us a link. We'll be there to do this court. It should be settled once and for all in the court. But Gino's scared to come on this program, this very program. Every time I send him the link, he...
Those are ski mask words, Gino.
Those are my words. I will say it. I'll say it. Till Gino apologizes. Gino owes me an apology. I forget what it's for, but I know he does owe me an apology.
And we all saw Geno flip out. I jokingly said I wouldn't let him on the show because he talks too much, and then I got yelled at. But Geno knows I fucking can come on whatever.
I'll just mute him.
That's all. That's all. Again... Check this tape. Go to the Patreon. Oh, come on. That's not nice. Go to the Patreon. You could watch me meet these fine, upstanding citizens in the LO. You could literally watch me meet them. It's on our Patreon this week's Stancil pregame. So that's all. I get annoyed. You know I live in reality. Our whole thing is about telling the truth.
Right.
And that's why I get annoyed when I hear I get texts from these. And then that's what set me off. And
I knew it.
And I didn't actually talk about this. I sent a mean text to Geno because he sent me a screenshot because I'm not even going to say the fan's name because I won't give him the time of day. But I deleted his number and blocked his number from my phone. I could look it up. I don't care. I actually deleted it, I think. But it was the same thing I said. It was like, oh, you got to be careful. It was like, nah. I was like, nah, I'm good or whatever. Yeah. And he kept pressing. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Then you don't fucking. But then here's the thing. I forgot exactly what I said to him. But then he sends Geno the screenshot of our. He texts Geno the screenshot of our conversation. Like a fucking bitch. Such bitch behavior. And, I'm not totally mad at Geno, but it's just gay to be doing little gossiping behind people's
backs. That's what chicks do, man.
Literally chick behavior, high school behavior.
What all these broads on Hinge that you're talking
about. God, big bitches. Yeah, yeah. And I got a few. You should be careful. You should apologize. You should apologize to Mr. Cumbia for that. For making a great show that people are still talking about?
I mean, this guy is a little upset. The incident that happened is Gino's balls shrinking up into his body after his half-dead boss got upset about a couple of black guys. So he decided to throw Stancil under the bus. Be honest!
Wow. Jeez. Nan Diddy, getting the hammer out.
Ooh, Tommy brings a great point.
Very strong words.
It was always the best when those random people would show up at the Super Show. Yes, those were always great times. They didn't know what the fuck they were getting themselves into, and ended up having a ball.
I get it. I get it. You have a studio. You don't want random people walking in. That's fine. A simple text from Gino or E-Rock, whatever. Saying, "Hey, dude, please don't bring him up. The show was fun and all, but we're trying to limit the guys in the studio. That's all. But the best entertainment is always messing with strangers. Not messing with, but just talking, because
they don't understand it. They're from
again. There's
outside.
No, and you know why a lot of people don't do, a lot of shows don't do that. And this is again credit to Gino and the compound and old Anthony on the old shows where they would bring in random people. Freaks, usually the old whack packers like myself, not myself on the show, but you know what I mean. Is because it's not easy because you don't know the person, you can't do your little bits or tell, you can't control the conversation a lot of times. It's more challenging than just having another comic on the show and I like this club and oh, what do you think about Ukraine and oh, how about the election?
Speaking of texting, Tommy, I saw Tommy was in my neighborhood or close to the other day. Where was my text, Tommy? What's going on? Let me know next time. I know you got my phone number. At least give a guy a call. You know, I was bored. I saw that you were close by. I could have came and gave you a nice tugging, right? Jesus, fucking balls on these people. Want to post his location. I'm like,
give him a tug. And listen, bring it all the way around, Ski. What has been my rule with all of this from day one? What is my one and only stipulation?
If you're not having fun, you're not doing it.
Bang.
I know. And what's funny is funny, period. I mean, if it's funny is funny. Let it,
if I'm not
let
having
fun,
funny.
You're
that's
not,
all
you're
it
done.
Is. So if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. That's it.
Yeah. And that's the moral of the story. So, yes, great clips will come from this show. I'll be doing some clipping.
I'm sure it'll get misclipped and misconstrued. Like I said, the moral of the story is nothing happened but a tremendous show. They weren't random guys on the street. Guys met in the building. We know what floor they work on. They have upstanding jobs. They didn't say a word in the studio except when Gino kind of did a little interview with them, which was fun.
But they were smiling, and, looking like they were having a good time.
They had a good time. Again, that was my point. That's the best thing for the show. Show the fans that, you know, because unfortunately.
And the fans are acting like you let a bunch of gorillas in there.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Show the fans. Show everybody out there. Show everybody outside of Compound that loves to say Compound is racist, that I defend all the time. I defend Cumbia to everybody I talk to. And Gino, I defend him everybody I talk to. Because I know, you know, those guys get it. I hate to use Gino's term. But like people like Gino and Anthony get it, where I understand Gino pushes the envelope sometimes, but at the end of the day, I know Gino's not racist. I know Cumbia is not really. He doesn't like actually. I mean, don't ask Kevin Brennan, but
right.
My point is, he may have some proclivities or belief, but he's not like. My point is, real racist won't sit next to a black guy at a bar or you know, get on a plane with him or whatever. And I think, unfortunately, not all, but many of the fans don't understand the nuance that is involved with that kind of humor.
Yeah.
So bringing three black guys in is hilarious in itself, that there's three black guys on the couch at Compound without saying a word that's funny.
Right.
You understand I know what I'm doing. How many times do I have to say it? I'm not like you, and you're not like me. I know what the fuck I'm doing, and that's why I'm here. Well, that's not why I'm here. Where the fuck am I? Who gives a fuck? But my point is, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm not,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what everybody, because people want to paint, and not Gene, not any of these people, more so some people in the world want to make it out like, oh, he's a drunk idiot. And that's what I play up But that's not reality. I'm sorry to break the fourth wall. I know exactly what I'm doing at all times. And that's what a lot of you people can't do. Sorry.
You heard it here.
Wreck me.
Well, I mean, there it is, folks. You wanted the answers, and he told you on Twitter that he was going to save it for the 12:30 slot here on Ski Mask Collective episode 232. I mean, what else is there to talk about? Now we just wait. We wait to see what people will say, if they'll take what you said seriously. Gino retracts his statements.
I mean, I know, I'm saying for me,
and probably a couple of the fans. For me, the biggest issue is that you didn't. It wasn't a big problem until a couple of days later.
Was zero issue.
And that's the only issue I have with the entire trip.
I have no issue with Gino or Anthony talking about it. I know they were kind of joking around about it. I don't need to apologize for anything. They don't need to apologize for anything.
No.
It's more so these other people on the outside just totally making – there was literally nothing. There's literally nothing to talk about. That's my point. It was nothing. It was just a funny show. The guys left halfway through. They went back to the 11th floor. We can go find them. Go find them on Monday, Steve. Go do some hunting. And that's it. Very easy. It's, again, totally different than a random black woman that nobody knows walking in and stealing shit.
Stealing some handbags.
Totally different. That is not what happened. So... Sorry you want to make sorry to disappoint you that reality isn't what you want it to be, but that's reality, folks. Live with
it. This guy's been nasty all day, but this one only made me laugh. Stancil knows what he's doing, and that's looking for new cock.
Ooh-wee.
All right.
I wish. Boy, that talk
I mean, you should have asked the guys. I mean, that's you know, if there was a second issue I had with this, it's let's take a look at that
for all. Let's take a look at this piece.
I love that clip. Let's take a look at this piece. Oh, sorry. I think when I played a video, it muted you.
There we
go.
I mean, wait a minute. Before we get off that, because I do want to talk about this.
Go ahead.
We talked last week about dating profiles.
Yes. Did you change it up a bit?
I've joined Hinge. And breaking news, folks. Breaking news. I just joined Bumble last night.
Ooh, hello. Shopping around.
I joined Plenty of Fish because Quadfather said to, and to nobody's surprise, Quadfather is an idiot. And
I could have told you that.
That app sucks.
It blows.
It's basically, you just message each other. So.
It's terrible.
We're trying it. I really got to get.
If you're going that far, you might as well hop on over to the Tinder. Have all three, man. Have three on deck. That way, when you run out of likes on one, you pop on over to the other and see what's going on out there.
That's it. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We don't have to. It's
fuck
boring,
it. Let's hope this week goes good.
Let's just say I got to. I need another lady in the fold because it's. Too much stuff with the current one.
Oh, yeah. I know that game.
Yeah.
It's always fun. Yeah, you got to keep an open deck. It's a sling pipe. Yes. That's it. You know, sling it pipe. It'll help you out.
So there's your weekly dating update. I didn't even tell Kelly that. That was the other thing I did while I couldn't sleep. I joined Bumble. That's great. That's a great thing to do.
So shop around. You can change your location on some of those apps. You can change it to my area. See what's going on up here.
Well, we'll see what's going on. You reminded me of the Cowboys game. Just a programming note. There will be a sports mask. I would normally have done it today before the game, but this is obviously a very important podcast. We had to get out there. But I am planning to do a sports mask tomorrow afternoon at the usual, probably around 12:30. I know there's two games today, but
yeah, why don't you run through those real quick?
What's that?
Run through the two games that are today.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That way I can get a good idea where I'm going to place my bets as soon as we
and
get
this will. I figured it also a couple of these games will help shape the playoff picture a bit. A massive parlay won on the Warriors and. Nuggets the other night. A $2 paid out 32.
Beautiful.
I'm winning. I continue to win.
You're probably on first this week, even though it won't show up after the new year. I think they did something else.
Check the
standings. Different.
Today we have the Steelers and Ravens. Huge implications for the Steelers.
I think the Ravens are playing their backups because they are not favored.
Well, that's exactly right. And then we have your Houston Texans at the Colts. So, yes, the Steelers and Ravens. Ravens have locked up the number one seed. They'll be playing backups. Here's Steelers are actually favored here by 3.5 because of that and because they're playing for their postseason lives. Vegas is begging you to take the Steelers because because Ravens are playing their backups. Steelers need this game for their season. I believe they can still make it without it. I have to check my notes, which I'll do tomorrow. But 3.5, I don't love. The Ravens do have a lot of, you know, people aren't going to like this. I'm actually going to take the Ravens here plus the 3.5. I know they're playing backups, but they're at home. It's still a divisional game. You know that guys who are playing, this is a huge rivalry, interconference rivalry. Interdivision rivalry, Steelers and Ravens, no matter what, is always tough. You know the Ravens would love to take care of their guys in their division and ruin their playoff hopes. Going against sound logic, probably, but I'm taking the Ravens this afternoon at home plus the 3.5. I'm taking them because of the 3.5. All of these AFC North games are always, 20 to 15, very tight games, low scoring games. The Steelers will probably be tight. The Ravens are going to be very loose. And I'm taking the Ravens at home plus 3.5 for your division on the line tonight. A fun game here, Ski. The Texans and the Colts basically playing for the division. Colts at home, basically a pick 'em. Colts minus 1.5 at home. Who would believe this would be a division championship game beginning of the year, but it is. CJ Stroud is playing. I hate Gardner Minshew. I hate his mustache. I hate the Barstool likes him. This is a tough one for me because I do think CJ Stroud is the truth.
Yes.
But he is missing Tank Dell. Dell is still out, one of their great receivers.
He hasn't put up very many points this year, though.
He hasn't. Well, he's been injured a lot. I want to take the Texans with CJ Stroud. I think the smart money, unfortunately, is on the Colts at home with Gardner Minshew. So I'm going to take the Colts minus 1.5.
Ooh.
That's going to be a nice little battle tonight.
I might have to change up some of my
Leo Gunn, one of the few good eggs who transcends all these worlds like myself.
Okay. You still got about 15 minutes.
What did Leo Gunn say?
Leo Gunn said, great show today, boys. Really made my week. Skull.
Thanks, Leo Gunn. Good egg. Leo Gunn's a good egg.
We have a guest, Stancil. Should we bring him in?
I'm nervous, but sure.
Keani, welcome to the show.
Nothing to be nervous about, Stancy Poo. My God.
I didn't know who it was. I didn't know who the hell it was.
I saw somebody.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm wearing sunglasses inside, so I couldn't see.
You never do that. My mom says
no. What's the score? What do we do? What's the score?
What's up, Keanu? I came to a conclusion that Keanu seems a little bit more upset about this than Gino.
I have nothing to do with the situation, but he came home here and I was doing my show and he was a bit frustrated, which I don't blame him.
Was he crying?
No, but he was frustrated, so I was talking about it. I have nothing to do with
this.
This was the
what
day.
What day was
he gets blamed for everything.
This and was just, Tuesday?
It must have been Tuesday or Wednesday. It was the day after the crazy show. It has nothing to do. I didn't mean if you weren't drunk, that's one thing. You don't invite somebody to somebody's house without asking. That's all.
How many other people have been brought up from Sullivan's?
I don't know, but you didn't. I feel like it was a bit of a misstep because and it wasn't black or white. It was hard.
You're
to
black, all right.
They wouldn't shut the fuck up. Not all
what
of
you,
them.
Michael
would.
Jackson, the white guy would, and I didn't invite him. And he was from Sullivan's. The black guys were never at Sullivan's. I met them in the elevator on the way to their job. They were already in the building.
Would you do that? Would you just invite someone, a bunch of people to someone else's job normally?
No, but if I'm doing a comedy show and the juxtaposition of black guys who I met, who I can trust because I talk to them and know they work in the building, they're not just freaking guys selling $3 sunglasses on the street. There's some nuance there. And I understand what you're saying, and that's fine. Like I said, my issue is more with the people, the way they're talking about it, than anything with Gino or Anthony or even you. I was annoyed. I didn't even know you talked. I wouldn't even known you talked about it if somebody didn't give me the heads up on it.
I only
did
because he was frustrated, and then I was telling my mother about it because she wanted to know what had happened. Baby. She saw it on Twitter, so she was,
Tell
and
I
wasn't
said
saying
New
anything
Year.
Bad. Visconti's just frustrated because he gets the blame for everything, and it's like, he shouldn't. It's not
he
his fault that a lady... There also is a sign on the door there, if I recall, that says... No, you cannot have any more guests here. I know people still do bring guests, but if Visconti wanted to invite a bunch of black guys from the elevator, he can probably invite the black guys from the elevator. I don't think
it's
that'd
be a Saturday for Gina.
I don't think it's up to you to bring the homeless dock worker. That's not right. The dock worker lunatic and then the five upstanding black gentlemen over. If Gina wanted to do it and he thought it would be better for his show, that's fine.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, you're not employed by Compound Media. You're a guest host of Gino's every week. So,
right. I'm a guest
host. It's not your house. Yeah.
I understand that, but I was also trying to make, and I did.
You're trying to make art. I understand. I get it.
Yes, make art. But listen, and Gino shouldn't get shit either.
No, he is getting shit, though. You know.
Okay.
So it's just,
it's not... like I said earlier, it's as simple as, come on, like, Gino, tell Sansel to stop bringing people in. They didn't steal any. Like, again, if there was an actual issue, if they caused a scene or they, like, started a fight.
Rioting.
Stole stuff. Rioting. Yeah. That I obviously would totally understand. Like, damn, you fucked up. It made for a great show. They left on their own. They were in there for maybe a half hour tops, and that was it. So all it had to be, and again, this is why my problem is less, it's really... If you watch the show, I'm more ranting about the people talking about it than anyone involved with it. But still, yes, it could have just been, dude, don't fucking bring him back again or whatever.
Yeah, I think it sort of was that. And then it just turns into when other people talk about it, then it seems bigger than it is. And then it
correct.
Bigger?
Of course, my betrothed gets frustrated. How could he not?
Yeah, I understand that. And Gino didn't send me any nasty text or anything. He wasn't like, that's why I check the tape. I never ripped Gino or Anthony on this show. Just stating facts because it's
frustrating. I just wanted to know what was going
on
below
my
the belt.
End when I hear people making shit up.
Yeah, well, Gino is also in that boat. He completely understands that. That happens all the time. People make shit up all the time. I wasn't making anything up. I was just making a comment on what I was seeing, what I was witnessing from my betrothed. And the show was sort of hard to watch. And what did Gino say to you? You bring them in here; they're he's your responsibility, right?
No, that was
and
the
then
white
I don't
guy.
Think it, I think but it I got away from you and me.
That was he was talking about the drunk white guy, which he said to me, "He's your responsibility because I didn't invite him up. I invited the I did not. I didn't invite the drunk white."
And
guy.
It was I suppose Mead said I can already tell this is a
Mead
mistake.
And Billy were hanging with him at Sullivan because I came up to do the dump and they were still hanging out with him and he came. He didn't come up until they came up for in hot water.
So basically, this is Mead's fault, all of it.
We can all blame him. Again, I don't think it's anybody's fault.
I'm just teasing.
I know. But my again, the good thing is literally nothing happened except a fairly entertaining show. No black guys went I fucked it up. I was trying to think of the city. George Floyd got neck kneed on
Minneapolis,
but anywho,
Detroit too, you know, something
again,
like that.
Again, but yes, and the frustration comes from these some would say Mongo Bongos who are just hearing peripheral shit and basically making shit up. So there comes a time when little daddy needs to reestablish himself. That's
my
all,
my darling.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Telling you to get off the show.
I had to write it down. Mongo Bongo shirt coming out soon. Mongo Bongos.
You should put a bongo bat.
I'm going to put something.
Remember bongo bats?
No.
You don't remember bongo bats?
No.
The big wide bats that made a boom noise and you could hit things a thousand feet.
Oh, the ones you blow up with the air?
Yeah, put a Mongo bat on it. That way we can't get in trouble.
He just wants to make the point, too, that he did not say you were suspended. Anthony said it. So that's why.
And that's, like I said,
Anthony, because of Anthony, right?
Oh, yeah, but Gino did say it. He said it first.
Okay, semantics, please. Okay, but it's not.
But he said it.
Gino shouldn't be getting in trouble. Not trouble. Gino shouldn't be having to hear from nothing from E-Rock or Anthony because of some people that you invited. That's all. You know, and my phone.
I'm sorry. I'll say this. How about this? How about a little olive branch?
Ooh.
To finish this beautiful, beautiful tentpole show, truly 232 episodes. My God, I'm going to blow my head off.
That's amazing.
Okay. I apologize that I caused Gino extra stress.
That's perfect. That? And he also said to read the text that he sent you about the suspension because he said that that's not what it says at all.
Gino thought I was drunk
and
that
it does
day.
Cause, and it, that's from an outsider's perspective, it does cause him a lot of stress. It's his, because it comes back on him. And they have had problems with people before.
Right.
So
yes, that I will, like I said, I'm not apologizing for the show because I stand by it, but I apologize if it caused Gino stress. And I honestly mean that. And it's too bad. But again, luckily, there wasn't any incident. They're upstanding guys. They don't have nothing to worry about. But I understand they don't want strangers in the studio.
Right.
Noted.
Noted.
I only called in because you sent me a link and my phone died while I was eating lunch and you were screaming about me. Sorry. I said you got out over your skis. I was just reporting the news, all right?
That's all right. I scream about shit on here all the time that I don't really mean. Rewind a half hour. That's all. And again, because you get a Keanu, it's all at the end of the day. Oh God, no! I don't want to download the new Adobe. What the fuck? At the end of the day, it's entertainment. So people are talking about it. Man, who gives a fuck?
All right.
Listen, you take it up with Gino. I must make my leave. I feel like we did some great work here today.
Yeah,
when are you returning? When are you returning? Is there a chance at rekindling a relationship with Kevin Brennan?
Ooh.
Me?
Yeah. You know he loves you. You know he loves you.
I know he does. I know he does.
He hates when you say that.
He does love me, and I know
he really does.
He does. I know. He wishes he could give me a big hug and a kiss. Give him a big wet kiss for me next time you see him. Listen to Keanu Cast, everybody.
All right.
All right. God bless. Tell your mom.
God bless.
I want to touch her.
Go to the Patreon. Watch the meeting interaction.
See for yourself.
Media,
I'll be back on Twitter later today. I'm suspended because I'm a bad boy.
We're all bad boys over here at SMC. Episode 232. We'll be back next weekend with some more news. Let's see how we can cause more chaos this year. It's a year of chaos, motherfuckers. Let's keep it going.
That's
keep it rolling.
Thing. What was our motto for last year, Ski?
Something to
make everyone hate you. 2020.
I thought that was 2022.
Well,
both years we make everyone hate us. I've seemed to do a fucking fantastic job at that. Everyone seems to really, really not like me until I'm right about the fish fillet sandwiches in front of the sorcerer. All right, folks.
Oh my god! I told Kevin. I told KB when he originally messaged me. That's why he called me. I was like, I can't, but you feel free to send the link Monday or Tuesday. And I was planning to have a full meal.
You have to.
Some extra
and
tartar
babe.
Sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, tartar sauce all over the mask.
We didn't even get to the MLC news. We'll do, who cares?
Yeah, there'll be more next weekend. Who cares?
We'll get back to regularly. All right, Sports Mass Collective tomorrow afternoon, folks.
Oh, shit.